Afternoon Tea, written by Netgirl Y2K, read by Via Ostiense. Where do you want to go? Anywhere at all, Pond. Name anywhere, and I'll take you there. Camelot. Anywhere in the universe, ancient history, or the distant future, the good old TARDIS will get us there. Camelot. You don't want to go and visit River Song by any chance? Doctor. Right, no, you're right. Amy's choice. The court of King Arthur it is. Only, the last time I was there, I had a bit of a falling out with Merlin. They are a bit too early for the Knights of the Round Table, but on the upside, Merlin and the Doctor haven't fallen out yet, and Prince Arthur is quite fit in a repressed public schoolboy kind of way. And then, of course, the crack turns up, and Amy gets bundled back into the TARDIS, with the Doctor babbling nonsense about the narrative stability of the universe, and how even ancient legends aren't safe from the silence. Sometimes, being pursued by a crack in the universal plastering really does ruin your day. The last thing the Doctor does before he runs off is shove Morgana into the TARDIS and say, "And whatever you do, Amy, don't let her out of your sight. She's got something to do with the crack." Amy is left alone in the TARDIS with Morgana Le Fay, who Amy's almost certain is meant to be evil. She was evil in that film Amy saw once. She doesn't look very evil, this girl with the pretty hair and the ill-fitting accent, sitting in the TARDIS looking completely out of her depth. Amy feels a strange affinity for her. Cup of tea, then. What do you know about the crack?
I've dreamed about it.
The doctor's here now. He's good at making bad dreams go away. I like your skirt. Thanks. I don't suppose they really have many skirts around here. Amy looks at Morgana's elaborate Renaissance fair gown and wonders if there's a hidden zip somewhere or if she'd really have to unlace all those ties and ribbons to get her out of it. Morgana's sexy, too, in a pale, fragile sort of way. Amy thinks that Camelot is full of very attractive people, and there's no reason this trip has to be a complete loss. She hops off the bit of console she's sitting on and joins Morgana on the pilot's seat. She nudges Morgana's knee with her own. Hi.
Hi.
It turns out that there isn't a hidden zip on Morgana's dress, so Amy drops to her knees and pushes the skirt up out of her way, fingernails catching on the sulk. Amy feels slightly guilty about sleeping with Morgana. She doesn't know why, after all. It's not like she's engaged or anything. She decides she just feels bad about them doing it in the doctor's bed. The ringing noise has been going on for some time when Amy realizes that it's the phone in the console room. She wraps herself in a sheet and goes to answer it, leaving Morgana to sleep. "Not a good time, Churchill," Amy grumbles, picking up the receiver. "Pond!"
"Doctor?"
"Amy, I need you. Merlin and I have been locked in the dungeon. It's, that little falling out I was telling you about earlier."
"Why don't you just sonic yourself out?"
Amy answers her own question. "Because the sonic screwdriver is sitting on the console right in front of me."
"Yep.
Hurry up. Oh, and bring Morgana, we might need her."
"Okay, we'll just need to get dressed first."
Dot, dot, dot.